Now we'll hear a bit of our region's original language. That's Lushootseed. It's the dialect of most Native Americans living around the Salish Sea, and it was nearly wiped out in the 19th and 20th centuries when Native children were taken from their families and sent to boarding schools. Native kids there would be punished for practicing their culture, including speaking their native tongue. But since that time, Native people have been trying to revive Lushootseed and teach it to both kids and adults. As contributor Hans Anderson tells us, that effort includes rethinking how the language looks.
About a decade ago, Juliet Shen took on a dream project. Shen is a typeface designer and artist, and she was commissioned by the Tulalip tribes to create a new font specifically for Lushootseed. Shen is not Native American, but she had this reoccurring thought.
I felt that the history of Native Americans was disconnected from the European history, which resulted in the way our typefaces look today.
And look, this is a story about typefaces, which might not grab you at first, but it's also about imagination, history, and the power that lies hidden in the subtle differences in how letters appear. The story of written Lushootseed starts in the 1960s, which is a short time ago compared to the history of the language.
There was a man named Thomas Hess.
Hess was a University of Washington linguistics professor. He was interested in documenting Lushootseed, so he went up to the Tulalip Reservation and
started knocking on doors and trying to find people who would speak to him. He was interested in actually making a written script for the language and also, of course, decoding its grammar and structure. He had a hard time getting people to open doors at first, but he finally did manage to make an alliance with Vi Hilbert.
Hilbert was a native Lushootseed speaker. Together they worked on recording other native speakers, and for the first time, they wrote down Lushootseed. It was important to both Hilbert and Hess to have an alphabet so they could have written records and help preserve the fading language. But in those records, Hess used a very Western font.
They were using Times Roman. They had basically taken Times Roman, which was a system font and came on everybody's computer, and they were adding the accents and the missing letters that they needed. And so what you had there was Times Roman with a lot of accents and what would look to us like strange symbols from the phonetic alphabet.
Which worked fine for documenting Lushootseed, but not necessarily for teaching it. The written language reminded Shen of chemical formulas or complicated algebra. It looked daunting. It also preceded the modern coding for fonts and was difficult to use online or in emails. Shen's job was to make a typeface that felt more in line with the culture of Lushootseed. To start, she looked at art of the Salish tribes.
And so I used the artwork as a source for what I would call indigenous shapes that repeat themselves in Salish art.
She incorporated shapes like crescent moons into the font. But it needed to do more than look good. A language teacher also told Shen that the current font didn't represent the sound of Lushootseed.
One of the teachers had mentioned to me that it was a very beautiful sounding language and that it wasn't a very beautiful looking script. So I needed to understand what she was talking about. So I listened to a lot of tapes of the language. It's kind of a soft-spoken language. It has a lot of natural sounds in it that I think are associated with the sounds of the environment, like there's whooshing sounds like water on the shore. There are little staccato sounds like you would hear in the woods, you know, from branches and little animals. It seems to be a language that came out of living very close to nature. And it's the kind of language, if you were camping in the woods and someone was speaking this language, you wouldn't really pick it up right away as being different from the sounds of the environment.
Lushootseed is a sound that came from nature. My name is Lois Landgrabe. Yaut Yashta is my Indian name. I am a Tulalip tribal member. Our ancestors developed the language according to how nature related to them. So in order to create words and to create animal names and verbs, it all came from how they interacted with nature. One example that really stands out for me is the word for frog. It's wuk, wuk.
Landgrebe has taught Lushootseed for about 25 years. There are no native Lushootseed speakers left, and she's teaching it as a second language. Her work is central to the language preservation effort. To her, Lushootseed is also a way to connect to who she is.
Language is a way of keeping a connection with our ancestors.
Landgrebe is also a storyteller, which is an important role. She's a steward of Lushootseed. It remains primarily an oral language, telling stories to pass on history and culture. Landgrebe says that written Lushootseed, well, it's been controversial.
Some say we shouldn't be trying to write it down because they felt it should remain in the same state or status that our ancestors had it. Some say that they don't feel it's correct because they feel there's a new language out now and it's not what our ancestors spoke.
It's a difficult history to reconcile, and it brings up a larger tension between staying rooted in tradition while still engaging with the world. Here's Juliette Shen again.
If the Salish tribes didn't want to be part of the 21st century, if they wanted to live on an island somewhere and not communicate with anyone else, they wouldn't need this written script. You know, it's really to allow them to take their place in the world.
In the end, Shen hopes that she created a typeface that better reflects the culture of Lushootseed speakers. Her finished font was built with softer letters, as if they were handwritten or carved from wood, rounding out the rigid edges of the original typeface. The font was used in elementary school classrooms.
Gave the language teachers something attractive to use with the children.
And it was also easier to use in emails and on the internet. But Shen is also realistic about the work she did.
It's a very romantic notion to think that just designing a typeface is going to help preserve a language, because it's really the teachers, the scholars, the linguists, you know, all the people kind of working on the front line every single day who are preserving the language. You know, the truth is really close to the fact that you're just trying to provide a really good tool at the right moment to the right people.
Today, Shen's typeface isn't used as often as it was early on. A few years ago, an even newer font was developed that was easier to switch between Lushootseed and English. It's more practical for quick communication. But it also isn't as artfully done as Shen's font, which is still used on plaques and teaching material on the Tulalip Tribes' Lushootseed website. For Lois Langrie, she's realistic about the fact that people won't be learning Lushootseed as a first language. However, by using it, she's not only connecting with her ancestors, but continuing their story.
I believe when I, you know, when I teach even children and grown-ups and elders, that if you learn just a handful of words and using them, you're breathing life back into the language. You are a language warrior when you are using those words, even if there is only 10 or 12 words that you know. If you know how to say good morning, don't say good morning in English. Say it in Lushootseed. You own that then.
Contributor Hans Anderson brought us that story.